About comments that he made on the BBC about the kids' vaccine, and we won. So Pfizer's CEO, Dr. Bourla, has been found guilty of misleading parents about the COVID vaccine for kids. As you'd expect, we'll be writing and talking more about that over the coming weeks. And yeah, it just reinforces our view that there are deep, deep issues plaguing kids in the UK, and you know, we will continue to fight the regulatory capture and vested interests, which we see as so detrimental to children's health and welfare. We really hope that you'll stay with us on that journey, and yeah, stand by for more. Okay, have a great week, everyone. Thank you. Bye bye.
New in the Central Hawke's Bay, The Wireless, today's best country.
Sweet.
This is me you're talking to.
Oh, there's a bit of a tearjerker there from Trisha Yearwood. Good morning, it's Grant Edwards here again, 2 minutes past six, here till 9 o'clock. And what have I got lined up for you? Morgan Wallen, Laurie McKenna, Glen Campbell. Oh, my favourite actually, Glen Campbell. Always liked him. Chris Stapleton is there, and Pat Green too, if I don't talk too much and don't play enough records. But hopefully we will play a few wonderful country songs. Let's have a look and see what's going on with your weather in the country today. Now, I actually thought that we were having some bad weather, like a big storm was coming, and it was supposed to get really bad on Friday. Maybe it is. Well, it's tomorrow, isn't it? Maybe it is, but it looks fairly good for today. So let's have a look at that for the whole country. In the west, from Northland to Manawatu, also for Coromandel and the high country, occasional showers turning to rain for a time this evening, possibly thundery about the western areas from Waikato to Taranaki. And for the Bay of Plenty and Rotorua, cloudy periods, a few showers, mainly in the west. But for Gisborne on the east coast and also Hawke's Bay, you've got fine weather. And so his Horowhenua, mainly fine. Horowhenua to Wellington, also the Wairarapa and Marlborough and Nelson, fine, mainly fine. Just a few showers here and there in the evening, otherwise a good day for you. For Buller and Westland, showers north of the glaciers, some heavy from afternoon and possibly thunderstorms. Oh, here we go. Mainly fine, though, further south. So it looks like Canterbury and central Otago and also Dunedin, you've got mainly fine weather. You've got some areas of morning cloud. Isolated showers in Otago, spreading to Canterbury this evening though. For Clutha, Southland and Fiordland, mostly cloudy with occasional showers. And the Chathams, you've just got showers all day. Not so good. Now, the extremes right now at Whanganui Airport, you've got 13.1 degrees there. Omarama, which is traditionally, over the winter, a very cold place. That's in Mackenzie country. And it got down a couple of weeks ago. It got down to 9.7 degrees. Minus 9.7. I wouldn't have believed it, but right now it's quite good. It's a point. What is it? Yeah, it's 0.5 degrees, so that's all right. Hawera, you're the windiest with 37 kilometres of wind ripping through Hawera right now, and Westport 2.2 millimetres of rain. Looking at the main city's temperatures, the main centres, I should say, Kaitaia, you've got 12 degrees. Whangarei is 11. Auckland 13. Hamilton 9. Tauranga, you have 12 degrees. Rotorua and Taupo, you're both on 9 degrees. Gisborne's on 9 as well. New Plymouth 12, Napier 8, Palmerston North 9, Masterton, it's been quite nippy there for quite a few, over the last few weeks. I've noticed that Masterton, I don't know where they keep the thermometer, or whatever it is they use, I think it's the thermometer, I don't know where they've stuck it, but it's 1 degree in Masterton this morning. Wellington's warmed up a bit over the hill, 7 degrees for you. Nelson, a little bit chillier with 11 degrees. No, that's further down Westport. Nelson is 6 degrees. Blenheim is 4. Oh, now we're getting a bit cold. Christchurch, 8. Franz Josef is 5. And Westport is 10. Timaru, 3. Queenstown, 5. Dunedin, 10. Invercargill, 9. And Stewart Island on 8 degrees. Chatham Islands, a nice, toasty 12 degrees right now. It's 5 past 6. I hope you have a good time on the program today. You know what I think? I'm still not sure. I think they make up the weather, but probably this is what a real weather report, a truthful weather report might sound like.
Hello and good afternoon. It looks like a cold start to this week with chemtrails blowing in from the southeast, making those nasty blue skies into a lovely milky haze. Further up towards the north of Scotland, where it was going to be really bright and sunny today, you may now see some cloud appear, usually behind a fleet of airplanes, and that will bring wind and hail and maybe even a touch of unmeltable snow. A look further into the week sees modified storms battering that northern coast, so don't forget your happy pills if you're planning on travelling. Towards Friday, low pressure remains and it will be blue skies and sunshine across the UK. If you live above the cloud layer, you can expect to see highs of about whatever we say on the day. We have had some great pictures sent in from you guys at home of some newly invented crisscross clouds that just look magical there, speeding across the sky like an angel's wings, thanks to Liam from the Wirral for that picture. This next photo was sent in by someone who forgot to leave their name, but shows what us meteorologists here at the weather station call a blanket of poisonous smog cloud. And this is caused when low pressure is altered with atmospheric heaters and jet stream manipulation. Taking a look at the pollen count now, which remains typically low for this time of year, unlike the nanoparticle swarms of invisible smart dust, though, which will engulf almost everywhere, so be careful if you plan on breathing air. Back to the Phil and the rest of the pedophiles at the studio.
Today's best country on the wireless, and that is Morgan Wallen and The Devil Don't Know. And before that, Laurie McKenna, Stealing Kisses, and we've got Glen Campbell all set for you in just a few minutes. Chris Stapleton is there, and also Pat Green. I'm bringing him up as well. Hey, I think it was won last night, wasn't it? The Powerball was $33 million. Yep, that was the Powerball First Division, and $500,000 from the Lotto First Division. Not sure what the Powerball numbers are, but the Lotto, those guys said that the winning ticket was sold at Fresh Choice Merivale in Christchurch, which is a pretty posh area, isn't it? Quite posh. So it looks like it went. Yep, I think it did. $33.5 million. And apparently they've had a whole heap of people that have won it this year. I think about nine couples anyway, have become millionaires because of that. I don't know, it doesn't really tempt me. I did there for a little while. I took a few lotto tickets. That was a few years ago, but I haven't done it for ages. It's 14 minutes past six. You're listening to The Wireless with Grant Edwards. I've got an old track here from Glen Campbell. Today's best country on The Wireless with one of my favourites back in the 70s, Jackie Blue from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. And before that, of course, another one of my favourites, the Glen Campbell. I like him a lot. Gentle on My Mind. Actually, the one that I really like is the one about the guy that climbs up the lamppost? The Wichita Lineman, that's probably one of my favourites, I think. Even more so than the Rhinestone Cowboy. I think that one is the Wichita Lineman. He's the one I really like. Okay, let's see what's happening on the front page of... are we looking at Stuffed or are we looking at News Hub? Let's have a look at News Hub, and this story has just come through, and it says that alarming new figures from the Automobile Association, AA... at least they tell us what it means, show drink driving deaths have doubled over the last 10 years. Now, this has just been released now, and it says that 111 people have died in 2022, that's last year, in car crashes where the driver was over the limit, according to Waka Kotera. Well, what would they know? Surely you'd ask the Transport Department. I think I would, because I'm not sure. What's Waka Kotera? You know, everyone's scratching their head. What the heck is that? Why are they doing this to us? It's just, I think they want us to hate Maori. That's what I think. I think the flippin' communists who run the, running the blimmin' newspapers, aren't they? They're just like propaganda arms of the government. And, you know, they've become activists. Newspapers have become activists. The press, the media, the mainstream media are just activists now. They're not really giving us the news. Not like NZ News Essentials are. And also the centrists, they're giving us proper news. We're getting both sides of the story. We used to get that. Anyway, so I'm not a big fan of drink driving, as you know. But, you know, you are actually allowed to drive drunk. Not drunk, but you're not allowed to drive drunk in New Zealand. But you are allowed to drink and drive. It's not illegal to drink and drive in New Zealand. And when I say drink, I mean have alcohol in the car, sipping it as you're driving along. The cop will probably pull you over, but he can't give you a ticket for it unless you're over the limit. Whereas in Australia, if you get caught with or even in America, many states in America, I think most of them probably, sensible, if you have any alcohol open in the vehicle, I don't know if it's a misdemeanor, gosh, it's probably a crime in America, but they won't, you know, they'll give you a ticket for that. Might even take the keys off you, even whether you're over the limit or not. And the same in Australia, they'll probably chuck you in jail for doing that. I'm just guessing they would. But here in New Zealand, you can drink and drive. It's still legal to drink and drive. Interesting, isn't it? I'm really not happy about drunk drivers. They I'm very upset about that, because back in 1970, my brother and sister were involved in a very serious car accident. And I was having a conversation with Dennis Hall, must have been a couple of months ago now, and I'll just share that with you about what it does to a family when your family are involved in a car crash caused by a drunk driver who got 150, he killed one person, a 16-year-old, my brother's best friend. He got a $150 fine and 9 months cancellation. And I can remember I got a ticket when I was 15. Just 5 years later, I got a ticket. And what did I get for that? That was I got 9 months cancellation. And I was just going slightly over the limit. This Pommy cop gave me a ticket. And I'd missing to like the cut of my jib or something. I don't know. And I got, I think it was a $250 fine and 9 months cancellation. I didn't kill anybody or maim anybody. Have a listen to my story that I told Dennis Hall just a couple of months ago. I tell you what, when my brother and sister were in a car accident in 1970, they were hit by a drunk driver, and my brother's best friend, my brother was 16 and his best friend was 16, and he was killed instantly. And Godfrey Bowen's daughter, Delwyn, she was in the car. She was really smashed up. My sister was in a coma for 3.5 months. My brother was in hospital. She was in hospital for 2 years. He was in hospital for about 6 months, all smashed up by this drunk driver. It hit them in a 56 Chev. And I wanted to track this guy down. I knew his name, Peter Tye. I knew who he was, and as a 10-year-old, I wanted to track him down and kill him. That was my goal. From a 10-year-old, right up until, when did it go off the board? I had my chance to kill him. I had some friends that lived in Murupara. They had a farm, and you had to take your dogs to get vaccinated, get wormed or whatever it was. And he was there, and a Maori fella turned up, and I said, "Oh, what's that guy? Who's that guy?" And I said, it just came out. They said, "Oh, that's Peter Tye." I go, "Oh, shoot, I know that name." But I had no desire to kill him at 17. I'd grown out of it by then. But at a 10-year-old, I wanted to kill that man. I had a dream. I had a dream where I saw him in Levin at the main street crossing the pedestrian crossing. And I ran up behind him, climbed up on his back, and I think I just poked his eye. I grabbed him and I was just trying to wrestle him in my dream. And I hated him with a passion. I wanted him dead because what he'd done to my family and, killed that young 16-year-old boy from just getting drunk, driving while you're under the influence, just rotten drunk. There was beer bottles in the car. He had a drunk wife. And then not only that, he converted the car. They took the keys off him at the Murupara pub. And then he got into someone else's car, and then they all sort of rallied around and said, "Oh, no, you know, he didn't steal it." But he did. He converted a car and drove with his girlfriend or wife or whoever in the car. And then they hit this. They went round this corner far too fast. The police estimated they were doing about 80. My brother had just put a brand-new engine in the Morris Minor. There was four young people in there, 21-year-old and two 21-year-olds and two 16-year-olds. And they're on their way to Murupara. My sister was a dental nurse in Murupara. And he hit this bank, which was about sort of a meter high, and then just ricocheted off the bank back onto them, and hit the, Stephen was in the passenger seat at the front and just killed him instantly, and terrible, and put them in hospital. It was just terrible. It just ruined everybody's life, and I wanted to kill him because of what he'd done to our family. But time is a wonderful healer. By the time I was, I think probably even 13 or 14, I probably still would have given him a good hiding. I don't think I would have killed him. And by the time I was 17, I had my chance. I could have run him over.
Well, if they found out who did it now.
Oh, back to Madeleine McCann. Yeah, sorry about that.
McCann.
Yeah.
But if they found out today who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents wanted to take up a collection to have him killed, I'd absolutely contribute to that.
Well, I wouldn't. I think he needs to have his day in court, whoever it is. He might be innocent. Today's best country on the wireless, and that is Pat Green, A Dixie Lullaby. Quite a nice tune, isn't it? Nice story behind it as well. Before that, Chris Stapleton and Starting Over, and I recalled what happened in our family back in 1970 when our family was involved in a car crash. Not mum and dad, but my older brother and sister. and my brother was 16, and that car I was telling you about, it was the car that he was driving, and the four children were in, or teenagers. It was a Morris Minor that my brother had to put a new motor in. He was working sort of part-time on the weekends and stuff like that for a mechanic. And so he was running it in. He was doing 45 miles per hour. And when I said that 1956 Chev was doing 80, he was doing, they estimated, 80 miles per hour, and it hit that bank and ricocheted off that, on that corner, that blind corner, and hit these young kids head-on the wrong side of the road. It pushed that Morris Minor back, they say, about 10 to 15 feet back. And just a terrible thing that happened to our family, all because of drunk driving. And this guy basically got off without a prison sentence. He got a $150 fine and 9 months cancellation for killing a young boy instantly and maiming three other children, whose lives and their families have never been the same since. Today's Best Country on the wireless with Lady Antebellum. Of course, they're not allowed to be called that now. They have to be called Lady A, because there's something racist about the word antebellum. Good grief, what's next? I'll tell you what we have got, what is next. Taylor Swift fans, apparently they've been having trouble getting their tickets. Some people have been on the line for hours and hours, and they miss out on the ticket. And then there's others that just sort of whip in and just pick one up, just like that. So the Swiftie fans are all upset. John G sent me a text yesterday, said that she's into Satanism. I don't know. I had a look at those links, John, and I'm not convinced that's the case, just because she looked like Anton, is it Anton LaVey? Whatever, you know, the guy that was the devil-worshipping fellow that we had, Anton LaVey, I think it is. Just because she looks a bit like his daughter or something doesn't mean to say that she's a Satanist. I don't believe that one. Sorry, mate, you'd have to have a bit more evidence to convince the old grunter that she is a Satanist. Don't believe it. And so I've got a song coming up from her as well. I think she does look a bit weird. I've got to tell you, she does look a bit weird, but I don't think she looks like a Satanist. Hey, let's have a look at the front pages, shall we, of the paper. There was a mass outage, power outage in Napier last night, and apparently a cat was behind it. That was not too good, and poor old Pussy had blue eyes. Pussy, one blue to the south and the other one blue to the north, and then that caused the power outage. He is a cat, so that's the problem there. But anyway, what else is happening on the front pages? We've got on, this is, we'll look at News Hub. That's the New Zealand, apparently we're losing the battle for drink driving deaths. It's doubled over the last 10 years. And then here's a story which was Paddy Gower's put out. He's got issues. And I don't even think it should be on the front page. It's just ridiculous. Influencer reveals the reality of living as a transgender woman in Aotearoa. And I just think it's not even a story, is it? I mean, the guy's a bloke and he's got gender dysphoria and, you know, stuffed around with his body, mutilated his body. And why is that a story, Paddy? I don't think it is a story. Why are you pushing all this transgender nonsense, transvestites, people that have got mental problems that need to be sorted out? You don't want to be promoting it. That's just, I don't know, that's me anyway. And soon I won't be allowed to say stuff like that. I mean, even now, that if I was working for a radio station now and I said that, that'd be my last time on air. Wouldn't be able to talk any more about it. We're not allowed to speak freely about things. And that's coming. That's coming, and that's why we've got to fight like crazy to stop these communists, these globalist communists, from taking away our rights, our freedom of expression. And it's in the Bill of Rights. We've got the freedom to express ourselves in any form, written, on, that includes online, in a broadcast, and spoken word, in public or in private. We have the right to express ourselves, freedom of expression. Also, the lotto, there's a lotto won last night, $33.5 million, and it was sold in Merivale in Christchurch. That's a pretty rich area anyway. I told you the Taylor Swift fans are upset about their new tour. I think it's called the Eras Tour, and people were sort of hanging out online for ages and missed out on the tickets, and other people just whipped in within seconds and picked them up, so they're all upset about that. The farmers are frustrated about the lack of recovery for the East Coast after Cyclone Gabrielle. And here's Paddy again going on about the transgenders. He says it's time we need to calm the farm. I don't know, what does that mean? Calm the farm. Just calm down. I don't think so, mate. I just think it's not even a story. You know, someone just, it shouldn't be on the front page of the newspaper. There's just, they make up a tiny, tiny minority of our country, and we don't hate them. We feel sorry. We pity them. And I do anyway. And most of us, most thinking people do. So stop shoving this crap down our throats, down our, you know, telling us all this garbage. And that's why people are fed up with the online papers. And I'm just about getting to the stage where I don't even think it's worthwhile reporting on it. I mean, the rubbish that's been put out over the last couple of days on the front pages, and it's very poor as well. You don't get up early enough and you don't do enough work. I mean, compared to, say, even though it's probably a lot of it's propaganda, compared to Reuters, I mean, suppose they are, you know, I suppose it is worldwide, but you don't have proper reporters going out and really, you're just taking press releases instead of going and doing the work of a reporter. And it's all groupthink as well, group speak. You're not allowed to say anything that's outside of the mainstream. You know, you should be reporting on all sorts of things, not just stuff that you're being fed. Here is one story, though. Labour, apparently a staffer she chose to leave Kerry Allen's office, so she's obviously got problems, apparently mental problems, Kerry Allen. And that, I'd have to ask you, what's a politician, what's an MP doing in the House who's mentally unwell? Should be stood down. I mean, apparently she's taking some rest now. They call it after struggling with mental health. Well, she shouldn't be a politician. There should be some law that says if you've got mental problems, you need to be stood down as a politician. We can't have mental patients running our country. And she's, I think, what is she head of? She's the Minister of something, Conservation Department. Well, that's a fairly important one. We can't have a nutcase. You're not calling her, I am actually. You shouldn't be in that position, Kerry. You should be resting, getting some treatment, but you shouldn't be a minister in a department. And as a result of whatever's happened in your office, one woman who said she was seconded to the office, and she had to leave. She wasn't going to stay there and tolerate all that sort of nonsense. And it's just not acceptable that politicians that our taxes pay for, they're not up to the job. They need to be really on the ball, because that's what we pay for and that's what we expect. So that's Kerry Allen. Shouldn't be there at all. Should have been gone. Cost of living, of course. The supermarkets, they tell you here which is the supermarkets got the best prices at the moment. And the cost of living, I think they say it's 12.4. It feels like it's gone up 200%, if you ask me. That's what I reckon. Anyway, things seem a lot more expensive now. So that's News Hub, looking at stuff and just more on Kerry Allen. That's another problem for Chris Hipkins, the Prime Minister. There is, what's that, KFC, they helped in a 24-hour standoff of unruly youth. They were on top of the Blimmin building. The teen spent nearly a day, on the roof of the justice facility, roof rather, causing damage and hurtling projectiles at people below. So they must have said, "Hey, bro, you want some KFC, bro?" And then they came down, that sorted out, just a bit of KFC. And, why couldn't they fix that? That should have been sorted within 10 minutes, 5 minutes. What are we running here? And it shouldn't have even hit the newspapers. Crime, there's fake Uber drivers. That was a scary thought. I think that's in Dunedin. A woman, she's warning others about a fake Uber driver who demanded cash, and he wanted to see her breast. Apparently he's a 40-year-old. And he's been sort of like prowling the bars in Dunedin at night. And he made out that he was an Uber driver. He didn't have, she was intoxicated. So, but she was pretty sensible. She said, "Oh, if you don't let me out," because he locked the doors of this Uber car, fairly late model vehicle. And then when she finally realized, far out, this guy, he should know my address. He should know because I called Uber and I've already paid, and he asked for money and wanted to touch her bosoms. I mean, that could have got really serious. Anyway, so she said, she pulled out some lipstick and said, "If you don't let me out, I'm going to put my lipstick all over your car." And he obviously valued his car more than he valued anything else. So that gave her a chance, and out she went, and she ran and hid from him. He got out of his car and everything, but it was on a blind corner. So she managed to get away from that. So she's coming out warning people, and other people too. But they didn't want to be named. They didn't want to come forward and talk about it. But this woman did. She said, "I want to make sure that doesn't happen again." And the police are taking it pretty serious. They want to find out who this nutcase is. He's a Middle Eastern character. And yes, another nice import. Anybody that does that, that comes to our country that does that needs to be deported straight away, in my opinion. And what else have we got? Fresh allegations against former All-White. This is, we're looking at stuff. Former All-White, what's his name? Michael Utting, I think. He doesn't look, he's not European anyway. He is, well, he apparently had a heart attack in January. But this is not a good story. Former All-White goalie Michael Utting is facing fresh allegations of inappropriate behaviour, this time through his work as a carer for disabled people. Good grief. The claim includes that Utting was sexually inappropriate towards the vulnerable Wairarapa family, and he was providing care and services to them, and he also asked them for thousands of dollars. The family, including two adult children with various disabilities, have had a tangled involvement with Utting, including dealing with a personal grievance he lodged after their working relationship soured. They've spoken out after reading the Stuff report of Utting's involvement with an 85-year-old woman in Horowhenua, and she struggled with forgetfulness and confusion. And in that case, the records show that she transferred nearly $20,000 to Utting over 2 years. So he's a con man. He's a con man, and he's a pervert. And he was subject of the 2018 TVNZ news report in which six women said that he obtained more than $150,000 from them during the relationship or relationships. Five confirmed to Stuff that he never repaid them. I don't know what he is. I don't know where he is. I don't know where he's from. Anyway, that's him, Michael Utting. And he had a heart attack in January, apparently. So isn't that just picking on disabled people? What a cretin. So that is a story that's worth putting on the front page, that's for sure. And what else have we got? That's about it, I think. Oh, the block apartment. Now, they're trying to make out, and I think there was a story on News Hub as well. They're trying to sort of, like, the idea of this news item is that prices are going up again in Auckland. Well, they're blimmin' not, but the reason why is that this particular house, it was a Kingsland Block New Zealand Firehouse apartment, and it was on sold for a second time during the property downturn, right? So we're in a downturn at the moment. And so originally it was sold, I think, in 2019, and I think they got about almost $1.4 million for it under the hammer. And then the couple, which was reserve, and then it was on that TV program. And I think that's the only reason why they got more for it, because it was like a celebrity house, wasn't it? It was on the block. And it sold for almost $1.7 million. So another sort of almost $300,000. So, and I think that they've paid that just because it's not that the market's turned or anything like that. It's just that it's a celebrity thing, isn't it? People want, oh, that was the house that was on the block. So that's why I buy that. So that's a bit false, isn't it? It hasn't gone up at all. It's just one of those things, just people paying silly money for something that was been on the telly, in my opinion, anyway. And so that stuff, let's have a look at the Newswires, international Newswires. Who have we got here? The European Commission today has called for international talks on the dangers and governance of geoengineering. It was about time someone spoke up about that, and saying such interventions to alter the climate pose unacceptable risks. Very good, about time. So that's a good one as far as I'm concerned. And this has just come through print. French President Emmanuel Macron, he said earlier, he called on the shooting. There's been a shooting of a 17-year-old boy by police at a traffic stop in near Paris. He said it's inexcusable, and that's a very rare criticism for Macron to come out against law enforcement just hours after the incident triggered unrest. So there's been riots as well in Paris as a result of that shooting. And Volodymyr Zelensky, he's described Russia's political and military leaders as bandits just earlier today, and ruled out any peace plan that would turn the war on Ukraine, oh, I see, into a frozen conflict. Yeah, well, you're just doing what you're told, mate. That's all you are. You're just a puppet of the West. The West want to keep this war going. It's a proxy war with Russia. And as far as I know, Putin wants to see peace. He wants to have it tidied up. And I think that I think he's the good guy in this. I've said that all along. I really do. I think he's defending his country, and he had to move forward. And I think it's NATO and the US aggression. I know NATO. That's is America's part of that, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, NATO. NATO aggression. There you are. And how long the European Central Bank keeps rates elevated is more important than the actual level, though rates are close to levels needed to get inflation headed to 2%. That's their 2% target. That's according to the ECB policymaker, François Villeroy de Gaulle. That's his name. Funny name, isn't it? And that's it on turmoil in the occupied West Bank, where violence between the Jewish settlers, yeah, and the Palestinians, well, Palestinians, that's a made-up term, Palestinian, made up by Yasser Arafat, and the word Palestine was a Roman invention as well, so that they tried to wipe the story, the history of Israel, and that's, there's never been a Palestinian state, it's all invented. They are actually the Jews and the Arabs, so-called, the Egyptians, Arabs, or whoever they are. Hagar, that's the son, the father of, the mother, I should say, Hagar. The mother, she was the Egyptian handmaid to Abraham. Was it? Yeah. Was it Abraham? Isaac. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. Anyway, she was an Egyptian handmaid to one of them. And the other one was, he had two wives. It was Sarah. Yeah, it was Abraham, I think. Sarah, she had, what was his name? It was Ishmael and, gosh, I can't remember the names now. I'm a bit slack on my Bible study. Ishmael was born to Hagar, an Egyptian handmaid. He's the father of the Arab nations. So they're not Palestinians, they're Arabs. Arabs and Egyptians, most of them. And so they're not. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. In fact, the true Palestinians are the Jews, the Israelis. They're the true Palestinians in that conflict. So anyway, but Israel, you know, they're bending over backwards. They're the most moral defence force in the world, according to one British commander. I think he was a colonel for the British Armed Services. He said that he watched them, studied them, worked with them, and he said that they bend over backwards to try and avoid conflict. And that is the news from there. Oh, there's been a petition too. This has just come up on change.org, and that was about a week ago. About this incident happened about a week ago at about 11 o'clock. Mayor Cardigan entered the Heart and Soul Cafe at 46 Clyde Street in Balclutha, where Julian Batchelor, and of course he's been whipping around the country talking about co-governance and why it's a bad thing for us. So he was in town for the co-governance tour. Yep, stop co-governance tour. And it was just a quiet coffee he was going to have. There were some local supporters. Well, then the mayor stood at the counter. Julian approached him to introduce himself and, you know, say g'day. And the mayor turned and swiped Julian's hand away and told him, get out of town. You're not welcome here. And the owner of the cafe, Heart and Soul, he witnessed it, the interaction. And so it's an appalling display by an elected leader of the Balclutha District Council. And it shouldn't go unaddressed. And they are calling for Mayor Cardigan. They're calling for him to issue a public apology for his poor behaviour and the cancellation of free speech. So I think he must have made attempts to stop Julian Batchelor from speaking there. And the citizens and ratepayers of Balclutha, they need to know the level of censorship that the mayor would impose on their district. And they've urged you, everybody, and that's why I'm reading this out, for you to stand up and sign the petition. And you can do that at change.org, and I think it's called, what's it called there, Why This Petition Matters. Oh yeah, it's called Mayor Brian Cardigan, or however you say it, of Balclutha must apologise. And what have they got, 1,200 people, 1,200 signatures, they only want 1,500. And so you can go to, yeah, what is it? Yeah, change.org at 7 o'clock. Should we have a look at the weather, or should we play another track? How about one from the Eagles? Let's take it easy with the Eagles, and then I'll do the weather for you. How about that? Today's best country on the wireless, and that is Morgan Wallen, and it's called Look Out. Look Out, and that's quite nice. He's done a lot of good music in the last year. Fantastic. He's on the top. I think he's number one at the moment with his latest song. I can't remember what it's called. Something I can't remember. Anyway, it's been there for like 20 weeks, and it's been at number one, I think, for 3 months. It's incredible. And that's Morgan Wallen. Now, I've got Rascal Flatts coming up soon. I've got Trace Atkins, Lone Star, and Kieran Kane. Should we hear them again? Maybe not. Oh, what about... Yeah, we'll play that. We'll just see. I've been trying to get Jackie Blue playing. I played that earlier on. I wonder if that'll play again. Let's see if that'll work. Hi. I love that. Oh, can I play it twice in one breakfast show? Probably not. Probably not allowed to. Let's have a look and see what's happening on Stuff front page and see here. Oh, they've caught up. They've all woken up there. And not much about... Oh, they're talking about the power cuts there, residents in West Auckland. They woke... I think it was about quarter to five this morning. It was a loud explosion. Some people said that it was like world-ending. It was so loud. Others, this is on Facebook, I suppose, they said, oh, it was like the whole house shook. And so there's huge areas, actually, in West Auckland have been without power. I'm not sure whether the power's been restored. I'll keep you posted on that one. Don't know what it is, whether it's a terrorist attack or someone just blown themselves up, or whether it's one of those sort of like a transformer or something that's gone kaput. That might have blown up. What else is happening here? The fake Uber driver. This is on Stuff. They're talking about the that the victims are starting to sort of speak out, which is good. This fake Uber driver is a 40-year-old Middle Eastern man. And this is down in Dunedin, and he's asking for cash. He wants cash, and they've already paid. Of course, they pay online. And he asks, oh, where do you want to go? And they said, well, you should know if you're a real Uber driver. And then they woke up. This girl, she was drunk, and she didn't realize that she'd gotten this car with the wrong guy. The door's locked, and that was a bit of a wake-up for her. She went far out. And then he wanted money for him, and then he wanted to touch her breasts, for goodness sake. Far out. I'd hate to be a woman. It'd be frightening, I reckon. The only time I ever felt really worried is when I was about 17, I think, and I went to a club, and this homosexual sort of took a shine to me, and that worried me a little bit. And that's when I realised, far out, women must really be fearful, you know. They must live in fear from men. And so this guy was a big bloke, a big drummer, and he took a shine to me. And I was actually quite good looking when I was younger. You wouldn't think so, but I am. Didn't have the big ears then, and anyway, so yeah, it'd be quite scary, I think, to be a woman. I don't think I'd want to be a woman. You've got to really watch yourself, don't you? Unless you're a tranny, then you'd be all right, I suppose. So it's the power cuts. The English, England's wicketkeeper, he earns a praise from the British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, after he tackled a stop oil protester. That was good, and that was early in the... In the second Ashes there, a game of cricket. That's cricket, isn't it? They like cricket. Rishi likes cricket. What else is happening on the front page? MP tries to sell New Zealand. Oh, sorry, did I say MP? Prime Minister. Must be dyslexic this morning. Prime Minister, he's over in China trying to sell New Zealand, but Kerry Allen's, the wheels are falling off her. She's having a mental breakdown, and should really just be... she hasn't been stood down. She's taken a rest, but I think that should be it for her. We can't have mental people running the government. We're the taxpayers. We're paying you. We want people that are fully sane and not haven't got any mental issues whatsoever. But then I guess you could argue that Chris Hipkins himself has got mental issues. He doesn't even know what a woman is. Sean Plunkett asked him in a press release, Prime Minister, could tell us what a woman is. He goes, oh, you caught me a bit. I've been sort of blindsided there, Sean. I hadn't formulated an answer, as if you need to formulate an answer. I just think, if someone asked me what is a woman, I wouldn't say an adult female human being. I wouldn't say that. I just say a woman is a woman. That's what a woman is. A woman is a woman. And it's a biological person who's born biologically, a woman child. That is what a woman is. Just say what it is. There's only two sexes. And I think a 12-year-old got thrown out of class. And I think they were going to expel him in the States because he had a T-shirt, there are only two sexes. But there are. There are only two sexes. Male and female created he them. Man and woman. Mankind. We're not some species of animal. We are mankind made in the image of God. I bet you don't hear that on the radio. And I'm saying it because it's about time that people were able to hear that sort of thing. We've heard all this one-sided leftist nonsense, this absolute garbage, almost demonic rubbish that we hear on our radio and television. Nobody speaks the truth. They're all, you know, all the media are lefties, and none of them are allowed to say anything outside of the group speak. And I think it was Melanie Phillips who mentioned that. She was a UK editor for, The Guardian, I think. She was even editor for them. She's a Jewish woman. And she's retired now. I think she'd be in it well in her 60s. And she said there is a group speak. We're not allowed to say anything outside of what's acceptable. And it's things like, you know, you're not allowed to talk about. Like you're not allowed to talk about that, you know, perhaps Israel are doing the right thing in Israel, and that the Palestinians are the aggressors, always have been, You're not allowed to say that because that goes against the BBC. You know, that goes against the groupthink. And what happens when you go against the groupthink? Well, in this country and every country in the world, if you're a journalist, you'll be out of a job. You won't be invited to the parties anymore. That's the first thing. You'll be relegated to Siberia to report on, something like that. I don't know. You're off to some place you don't want to go, and that's a form of punishment, isn't it? I mean, that's what they did to the guy, the king that abdicated. What was his name? David. He was born David, but then he was King George or something. Somebody. He married Wallace Simpson. Can't remember his name. And he married her instead. So, yeah, he left her, and she'd been married a couple of times, and so he gave up his throne for her. And anyway, he ended up being relegated to, I think they made him sort of viceroy of Bahamas or something like that, which was a real demotion. That was when, and he was a Blimmin's sympathiser with the Nazis as well. And I think it was Winston Peters that actually wrote his speech when he abdicated. So getting back to what are we talking about? What was I talking about? Kerry Allen. Yeah, no, we need sensible people. Oh gosh, I don't even know where I was on that. Let's go back. Let's have a look and see what's happening with the. Should we do the international news wires? It's 8:20, by the way. How about we look at? There's a footballer there. Gosh, there's so much news coming in. You don't know where to start, do you? News Hub have got a report on the crisis and the Russian crisis. It's not really a crisis at all, making it out to be something that it's not. The Wagner Group boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin, he says that he didn't aim to overthrow the government. Well, that's what I thought all along anyway. He's head of the mercenary group, but he's in big trouble. I'd say, I think Omo says he's a dead man walking because you don't fiddle around with someone like Putin, who was head of the KGB. I mean, he is a serious man. He wouldn't fall around with him. And anyway, Putin's got 80% support. I mean, they did like this mercenary guy because those guys, they fought quite hard. They were almost like French Foreign Legion, really, weren't they? And I think it's Colonel Douglas McGregor. He talks about them. He rejects that they are a mercenary group, but they are really. They're a mercenary group, but he says they're more like a French Foreign Legion. They've sworn allegiance to Russia, and they're not all Russian either. So that's Prigozhin, and so that's all over, and that was all done and dusted in 24 hours, all sorted out. But the media, of course, here and in international, the Western media wanted to make it out to be something that it wasn't. 8:21. Scott Ritter, he's on Twitter and YouTube. He talks about, he's good to know what's happening in the Ukraine, in the proxy war with NATO against Russia. Very silly that we're having that. And also, you had Colonel Douglas McGregor, he's on YouTube as well. And Alexander, if you want some real detail, Alexander Mercuris, that's spelled M-E-R-C-O-U, I think it is, R-I-S, Mercuris, like Mercury. So yeah, Scott Ritter, Alexander Mercuris, and Colonel Douglas McGregor. And there's a new one too, I haven't looked at him yet, apparently John Helmer, he knows quite a bit about what's going on with the Russian-Ukraine affair at the moment. And so that's about it. And that's at News Hub. Not much news happening except for that big explosion in the early hours of the morning in West Auckland. I'll read you that one from News Hub. I think it's a better layout. Here we go. They reported that first anyway. That happened this morning at 4:45. West Auckland residents, they were awoken to a loud boom. With significant power outages as well. Several Facebook pages were alight with comments, with people saying that they were awoken at 4:45, after hearing a loud bang. One person described the sound as world-ending, and the other one said it was so loud the house shook. Residents in both Blockhouse Bay and New Lynn, they've reported power outages, although the exact number impacted aren't really, they're sort of not clear, even at this stage. Down the track, I've just keep refreshing this news item and nothing new is coming out from News Hub at the moment. According to Vector's website, though, a pocket of Auckland's west, including suburbs like Waitakere, Bethels Beach, Swanson, Taupaki, Blockhouse Bay, and even Manukau have affected, although I highly doubt that Manukau, which is miles away down there, would be affected. And it also looks like somewhere around Penrose as well, is that Penrose or Onehunga? But that's probably a separate incident. Just looking at Vector's outages, the big outages though are in West Auckland, in those areas that I talked about before. But no news on to exactly what's caused it. Just the big boom and then the power went out. So it could have been a terrorist attack. First thing I think of is a terrorist attack. Someone's blown themselves up in a Jewish cafe or something. But probably not at that hour of the morning. And but I just think it's probably a. I bet you. I tell you what. We'll have a bet. I think it's just something simple like a. a transformer's just blown up. But boy, if it did, far out, that, you know, that you would think, gosh, that's dangerous, just will you not, going for your morning run next to that thing, and that goes boom, if that's what it is. We'll no doubt find out as the morning proceeds. 24 past 8. What else are we going to tell you about? Have we looked at the international news? The dollar, it rose today, following, that's this morning, that's Wednesday, America's time. The US, comments from a host of global central bank leaders, including the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, who did not rule out the possibility of another rate hike. And New Zealand, actually, I think I read somewhere that New Zealand is actually where is that news? It might not be on Stuff. I think it's on maybe News Hub, where they talk, we're the first to actually send interest rates the other way. So that's good, isn't it? But I don't think I can find it now. No, it's disappeared. It's been relegated to the basement. So I'm not sure where it is. So all those silly stories like the transgender influencer, they've all gone down the bottom there. No one's really looking at that. That's Paddy Gower, who does have issues. that's over on News Hub. I don't know why I give them a plug. Why don't we talk about some real news? Let's talk about Chantelle Baker at OperationPeople.com. That is a fabulous website. And if you want the real truth, well-researched, go to ChantelleBaker.com. Oh, actually, you can go there too. But no, go to, what's it called? Operation People. I wish you'd just have left it Chantelle Baker. It would have been a lot easier. But I suppose it's not all about her, probably. Probably Chantelle thinks, no, I want it to be about us. And so that's why she's called it OperationPeople.com. So go there and have a look. Fantastic reports. If you're wondering why your food prices are going through the roof, and they say it's up, I think the grocery bill's up 12.4%, but it feels like it's about up 100%. You know, everything's just going through the roof with food. And this interview that they did with some Southland farmers, a brilliant interview, really nicely done, beautifully done, beautiful, beautiful photography and sound. Everything was marvellous. And down in Southland, beautiful day. Great talent too, those Southland farmers. They're wonderful people. And it seems that really it's all the government's rules and regulations that are actually causing the price hike. So that's why we're paying more for our food. It's all engineered, folks. That's what I reckon anyway. 27 past 8. Why don't we play it? Should we play another record? Well, are you sick of the sound of my voice? Did I play Rascal Flatts? Yes, I did, didn't I? Well, what about Jessica Andrews? She's always good value. We've got a choice. You can go over onto Rumble. There was a handful of you there before. I haven't promoted it, so not many people. Most people listen on Zeno FM or Zeno Radio if they want to listen to this program. But you can if you want to go in the chat, because I'm blowed if I'm paying Zeno Radio. Because at the start, when we first joined, it was like cutting in and out. And so I need to know whether it's cutting in and out or not. I want to pay, I think it's like $60 a month. Just for the sort of that level entry one. But they're lucky, they're the only ones that do a free one, and that's me. I'm always looking for something free, you know, gift with purchase, that sort of thing. So we're on Zeno FM only because it's the cheapest, and it seems reasonable, you know. And they give you a website. It's just a basic website where you can put notifications up, you know, what's happening. And they've also got, well, they had PayPal, but PayPal, all of a sudden, they've stopped. They've just cut off my funds. I'm not allowed to receive, you know, any money from them. So I've just used that PayPal link, and there's another one. There's another link. I can't remember that. But if you go to Zeno Radio, there's a link there where you can buy me a coffee. Yeah, do buy me a coffee. I like coffee. Is that what it means? Or is it money? It could be money. I don't mind. You can send me a voucher for a cup of coffee that I can use. But I'm not going to Starbucks. No, I'm not going. No, I'll go there anywhere. No, just buy me a coffee online. That'll do. Be happy with that. Let's have a listen to Jessica Andrews. And when I come back, I'm going to play something that's about child sex trafficking. And I can't remember the name of the guy, but he... Oh, bird just flew into the window. Oh, dear. You can't come through here when I'm talking on the radio, birdie. I hope you're all right. Looked like it flew away, all right? Just sort of glanced off. Luckily, it's got a bit of rain on it, so... Probably flew the other way. Okay, I'll go and check it out later in case there's anything I can eat. Being a meat eater, anything living, we'd like to see. We'll think, wonder what that would taste like. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, that child trafficking. And so I can't remember his name, but I'll look it up. And he's one of the main actors, and it's him and another guy, I think a special forces guy, who have put together quite a few of them. They've been working on this movie, and they want you to go and see it. It comes out on the 4th of July, so I'll play you an extended trailer about that as well when I come back. Today's Best Country on the Wireless, and that is Mark Chestnut. Falling Never Felt So Good. And before that, we had Joe Biden and Jessica Andrews, Who I Am. That's Who I Am. That's a beautiful song. Another country song that has just a fabulous story behind it. I like it a lot. Now, it was Jim Caviezel who was the name I was trying to remind myself of, and he played Jesus Christ in the movie The Passion. Who put that out now? Can you remember, Seb? Who put out... No, I can't remember. I think it was some actor. Was it the one that did the Gladiator? Mel Gibson, I think, wasn't it? He didn't do Gladiator, did he? Oh, anyway, he did... what was that other one? He did that famous one. Gosh, I can't remember. Like I said, who did Patriot? Yeah, he did The Patriot. That was a good one. And what was the other one he did? The one before that, Braveheart. That's right. Yeah, Braveheart. So anyway, this is Jim Caviezel, and this is a new movie coming out, and it's really a documentary movie in a way. There's a lot of people behind this. It comes out on the 4th of July, and you want to go and see it. Make sure you see it, because it's all about child trafficking and how to stop it, and how that we should just be so incensed by it. That I'll let him tell you about this movie that's coming out, 4th of July.
There hasn't been a movie like this ever. It's called Sound of Freedom. It's a movie about children who are trapped in a world that no one wants to look at. But the only way we're going to help them is if we have the courage to look. Now, right now, there are an estimated 2 million children being trafficked around the world. First step to helping them is getting people to hear their story. The vast majority of people agree that child trafficking is awful, but the vast majority of people also don't do anything about it. And it's mostly because they don't know what to do. Now you do. You can go to a movie theater and see this film. We all need to hear the stories of these kids. It's not easy, but I'm asking you to have the courage. A line is being drawn in the sand, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to decide if this is a cause that we're willing to fight for. Because going to the theater and seeing this movie is a statement. It's a statement that you're willing to learn about this dark reality. It's a statement that you are not sitting on the sideline on this issue. It's a statement that you are in this fight to get rid of child sex trafficking. Let's put political agendas aside and rally around a common cause. Let's rally around the cause of keeping our kids safe. I'm not asking you to go out and fist fight traffickers. Although if it was your kid, I'm sure you would. But I'm asking you to have the courage to watch this movie, because this movie is the start of something bigger than all of us. It's the start of people understanding this issue. It's the start of people taking a stand and saying, no more, no. You cannot touch my child, our children, because they are ours. If millions of us flock to the theater the weekend of the 4th of July, that sends a very loud signal to the world that we know what's happening, and we're not going to be silent anymore. We need to shine such a bright light on this issue that we can no longer be ignored. Every parent and every teenager in America should see this movie the weekend, the 4th of July, when we became one nation under God. Let's make that week a historic event and the start of the end of child trafficking all over the world. Click the link to pre-order your tickets and to pay it forward for someone else to see this movie 4th of July week, because the only way we're going to make a difference is if millions of people see this movie, if millions of people will finally look, and if millions of us all come together and walk towards the sound of freedom.
The Wireless. The Wireless.
They did an experiment with a group of women,
yeah,
and they put scars on their faces, and
yeah,
they told these women that they're going into a job interview, and the purpose of the experiment is to find out whether people with facial disfigurements face discrimination. They showed them the scars in the mirror. The women saw themselves with these scars, and as they led them out of the room, they said, we're just going to touch it up a little bit. And as they touched it up, they removed the scarring completely. So the women went into the job interview thinking that they are scarred, but actually being their normal selves. And the result of the experiment is that those women then came back reporting massively increased level of discrimination. Indeed, many of them came back with comments that the interviewer had made that they felt were referencing their facial disfigurement. And this is why I think this ideology of victimhood is so dangerous, because if you preach to people constantly that we're all oppressed, then that primes people to look for that.
Today's Best Country on the wireless with me, Grant Edwards, and the dude, I don't look like a lady, but that one obviously did, that's Aerosmith with Steven Tyler. And before that, we had Andrew Gold, Lonely Boy, that's an old one from the 70s. And what did you think of that little two-minute clip there about victimhood? I thought that was quite interesting. I wonder if that's what the communists are doing in New Zealand with the Maori. They're trying to make out their victims, and if you tell them that they're victims, then they start to believe they are. I thought that was a fascinating thing. I might play that a little bit later on. In fact, I'll pull it out right now, and you can hear it again after 9, say around about 9:30, you can hear that one. It's 9:06, and let's have a look at international news, brought to you by Reuters and sponsored by Pfizer. No, hopefully not. Shares in US chipmaker fell on Wednesday. Today, it's just come through, following the report that the Biden administration was planning to curb exports on computing chips for artificial intelligence to China as early as July. And that's just around the corner, isn't it? July. A person, this is in Saudi Arabia in a place called Jeddah, a person with a firearm was stopped near the American consulate building in Jeddah, resulting in an exchange of fire with the security authorities, leading to his death. That was according to the state news agency. It just came through a few moments ago. Also, the Dow Jones and the S&P 500. NASDAQ managed a small gain today as they close in the States with the support from mega cap stocks, while the S&P 500 and the Dow closed lower after US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled that more rate hikes, and he said that he did not see inflation falling to the central bank's target rate this year, or even next year for that matter. Business and big tech on Wednesday today criticised, Wednesday for America of course, criticised European Union data rules agreed between the European Union countries and lawmakers, saying that they could hinder data flow and contractual freedom, while a pan-European consumer group said that they did little for Europeans altogether. Another story from Reuters, United Parcel Service said today that it is working with law officials and outside experts following reports of phishing messages which were sent via text messages to certain shippers. Shippers? Is it supposed to be shippers? It could be shippers, yeah, might not be shoppers, but we're getting them sent to us as well. We'll run with shippers, I'm sure they got it right, and also customers in Canada. Shippers and customers, so obviously freight companies, if it is shippers, otherwise it's just shoppers, isn't it? And so, yeah, nothing new really, just Jerome Powell, so no real new news. Oh, Biden administration said today it raised $105 million from solar power developers at a lease auction covering 23,675 acres of Nevada desert this week, making it the highest yielding federal onshore renewable energy auction to date. That's it for overseas news coming in to us, and thanks for joining us. Been a bit of fun today. We opened up Rumble. We've just got a new channel there. I've had the channel for ages, but haven't really done anything with it, but I actually find that it's really improved a lot, and they've got a chat over there too. So if you are on Zeno FM, and if you're on Zeno FM, you'll be on a desktop. If you're on your laptop, your mobile phone, you'll be using Zeno Radio app. It's the orange coloured one. Now you can find that there on the App Store and listen to us on that. And so we normally have quite a few people. We go out in Canada, in Toronto mainly. Canada, they hear us, and also the west coast of the United States. That probably we have more listeners in Canada and the United States, and Canada, we have more in Canada than we do the United States, and we actually have very few New Zealand listeners, believe it or not. It is true. They must like country music. That's what I think it is anyway. Like me, and I'm really, I don't want to give it up, but I might have to, you know, if I want to have a reasonably successful online radio program, I might have to sort of like ease back on it a little bit and just bring in the odd country tune every now and then, you know, a bit of Willie Nelson or something. But I don't know, that for me it's a slippery slope. The more you listen to it, the more you like it, I think. And it's, as I said, it's the stories in the music that I like. Some of them are stupid, but some of them are great, just a good tune, like Eric Church's All I Want Is a Drink in My Hand. Silly lyrics, stupid name for a song, but I quite like the song, quite like him. The way he sings, got a good voice, good swagger on stage, good to look at, aren't they, on YouTube. And YouTube's great for that. You can see the music videos, and it's great. You get to see what they look like. I tell you what, another one I'm really impressed with is J Jelly Roll. He's a big boy. Jelly Roll, and his name, I think he's named after Jelly Roll Morton, who was like a 1920s sort of jazz singer, 1920s or 30s jazz singer, Jelly Roll Morton. But Jelly Roll, tattooed all over his face. But I bet you he's a real nice guy. Underneath all those tats, all that body desecration, he just comes across as a very nice, big jolly giant, you know, just a nice man. And he sings this duet, Save Me, with Lainey Wilson. And that is phenomenal. I love that. I like that live performance they did. It's coming up 9:01, and why don't we just do the short forecast, and then I'll sign off, and I'll see you again tomorrow morning. Today is Thursday, the 29th of June. If you've had a birthday today, congratulations, and happy birthday to you. I hope you have a good one. See you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. But before I do, let's just have a quick look and see if they've got a new forecast for the country. I'll just do a quick refresh on that. And it looks pretty new. It came out just, you know, about in the last hour, so that'll be fairly new. So let's look at that, shall we? In the west, from Northland to Manawatu, also for the Coromandel and the central high country, occasional showers turning to rain for a time tonight north of Taranaki. Possible thunderstorms about western areas from Waitomo to Taranaki, to Egmont. Bay of Plenty and Rotorua. You have, I love my pronunciation. I'm getting really good. I actually got when I was at Radio New Zealand years ago, 30-odd years ago, I was there and I had to do a speech, sort of a test for Māori pronunciation. They got me reading a whole page of Māori and no one knew what it meant. None of us did back then. We didn't know what we were reading. We just read it as best we could. And maybe the speech executives, maybe they knew. People like David England, I think he knew. Anyway, he recorded me, and I hadn't done any work on it at all. And I did it, and it sent it down to Keith McIntyre in Wellington, and he wrote back and said it was the best he'd heard in many, 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 many months. The best he'd heard. I got a 1+, which is the highest mark for Māori pronunciation. You know, I could actually say Rotorua. I was very good at it. Now, I don't know what it is. I think it's just a kickback, a pushback against the Māorification of New Zealand. And so I'm just going to just call it my English pronunciation. I'm just going to call it the anglicised version of it. I mean, after all, the written word was given to Māori by European Protestant missionaries that taught them that in the first place. And I'll bet you there was lots of different dialogues until they actually sort of codified it and got it into sort of one language. So, you know, instead of Rotorua, I can't be bothered. Why should I? People mispronounce French words all the time. They mispronounce English words. And so I think you should never really criticise someone on their pronunciation anyway. I think that's the height of disrespect, and it just shows lack of breeding or something, I don't know. So it's Rotorua. Rotorua, and it's Tapa. That's the way it is. That was what it was when I was a 10-year-old, and it's going to be the same now. And I feel like a naughty 9-year-old anyway sometimes. Bay of Plenty and Rotorua, cloudy periods with a few showers, mainly in the west. Gisborne to Hawke's Bay, fine weather for you. Horowhenua to Wellington, and also Wairarapa and Marlborough and Nelson. You've got mainly fine weather, isolated showers developing tonight, overnight. Buller and Westland, showers on the north of the glaciers. You've got some heavy from this afternoon with possible thunderstorms. Mainly fine further south, though, for Buller and Westland. For Canterbury, also for Central and North Otago, and we'll put Dunedin in there as well. Mainly fine today with areas of morning cloud. Isolated showers in Otago spreading to Canterbury this evening. For Clutha, Southland, Fiordland, mostly cloudy with occasional showers. And for the Chatham Islands, you've got showers most of the time today, right up until tonight, and it doesn't look too bad. In the south, it's going to be a bit cool down there. Looking ahead to Saturday, I'll just give you a quick idea. You're going to have, what have you got there? For the north, it's going to be showers on Saturday, mainly fine, dry in the east from Gisborne to Wairarapa. South Island, you've got rain in the west and south, possibly heavy, with snow down to 300 metres in the south. Mainly dry, though, everywhere else. Just a few showers for Otago and Canterbury. And on Sunday for the North Island showers, but mainly dry in Gisborne. South Island showers with some heavy snow down to 200 metres. That's getting down, isn't it? 200 metres. That's quite down there. Long, fine spells, though, after the showers and the snow, I should say. Long, fine spells, isolated showers in the east. Westerly gales in exposed places for both islands and Chathams. You've just got some really strong winds, occasional showers. Westerly's becoming very strong. So the wind's going to pick up, I think, from probably tomorrow on. And Saturday will be quite, quite windy, and also Sunday as well be quite windy. Thanks very much. 9:04. Good to have your company. Let's go out. I'm just going to play that one more time. That victimhood thing. No, I'll play it later. You can hear it after 9. What time will you hear it? I'll bring it forward a bit. You can hear it at 9:30. How about that? So we did Aerosmith. What about George Strait? I like the song. This is another country song that has just a really nice story to it.